With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. This Farm Talk segment is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. Tyson Rosenau serves as chairman of the North Dakota Corn Council. He talks more about how the corn crop is progressing in the Carrington area in central North Dakota.
Yeah, we're actually looking pretty good. We were obviously pretty late getting in, way later than normal, but this crop has actually caught up pretty good. And some of the last GDU maps that I've seen were actually ahead of average here. So we're progressing along nicely, but obviously with that late planting date, we need some extended time in the fall just to get things finished out, so we're not dealing with white corn or and reduced yields and stuff. So it's looking pretty good, but we still need that nice fall to follow through.
According to the latest crop progress report from USDA, North Dakota's corn condition is rated 1% poor, 20% fair, 64% good, and 15% excellent. Corn silking was at 59%. That's behind the 69% average. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
Riverside Building Center in Lisbon has everything you can think of for home improvement. Plus, they build high-quality one-piece movable homes. Choose several floor plans or let their custom design department help build you the home you always wanted. If you need lumber, Riverside Building Center will deliver it right to your job site within 100 miles of Lisbon. Call today or go to rbclisbon.com and see why they are truly known as Southeast North Dakota's building supply headquarters.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes near to above normal temperatures and near to below normal rainfall are in the forecast for most of the nation for August 9th through the 15th.
Taking a look ahead to week two, covering the time period from August 9th through the 15th, sure looks like a tough early to mid-August period for many parts of the country. We are expecting near or above normal temperatures nationwide, except in parts of the Southwest where the monsoon circulation will be active. Greatest likelihood of those hot conditions will stretch across the northern plains and into the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, much of the country expecting to see near or below normal rainfall during that August 9th through the 15th time period. Greatest chance of drier than normal conditions will extend across the Midwest and parts of the northern and central plains. Now, the exception to that will be the Southwest, and that is again due to that active southwestern monsoon circulation. Some of those monsoon showers could extend into western and southern Texas and also northward into the Intermountain West and parts of the Central Rockies and Great Basin.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.